Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Day. I suppose we can compare that to Day Day, Gay Gay, Bay Bay. You go through the alphabet.
Let's see, there's everything that could be a part of an AY word, right? Okay, about Bay, K, Day, can't do anything with E, Fay, Gay, Hey.
What are you doing?
I'm just going through the alphabet. I was looking at Jay, who wanted to talk to us about the pipeline. And I was thinking about all of the words that you can come up with that end in A-Y. What's wrong with that? You don't understand my mind? I thought you understood
me
perfectly.
Oh, I understand your mind. I was just wondering why we were doing this.
Ours is not to reason why. Ours is but to do or die. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Mr. McFadden along in a moment or two as we focus on the top stories of the day, some of the facts that you may need to know, things that people feel strongly about. You can share your thoughts at 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougSteffens.com or Jen. Or Rich or Ken, DougSteffens.com, and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. So what are people saying about the various issues or writing? I shouldn't use the term saying because they aren't talking to us. They're writing to us if they're using social media. So what are people writing, Kenny?
Lots of talk about the terror threat at Mall of America.
And what is the thread?
Nobody seems to be, the short answer is nobody seems to be too concerned.
So they're following my reasoning then.
Rogers says, just surround the malls with 200, with a 200-yard cushion of pig fat and we'll all be fine.
That's a good point. Let's put some bacon up there.
Just make a moat and fill it up with pigs. That's all you have to do. All right, what else?
Jeff says, there are signs which state that guns are banned within the mall so the terrorists won't be able to go in.
Now. Right, that'll keep them out. No guns. Do they have devices, the X-ray machines, to get in and out of that mall? Is there any mall in the country that has set up devices? You want to turn people off and keep people away from your mall? Do you know this is a whole big thing, and this is one of the deals that the mall owners, these big corporations, are so concerned about. As soon as you put that stuff up in front of a mall, that's the end of the mall. Because people will not go in there if they don't feel safe. And having those X-ray machines doesn't make anybody feel safe. Ask those who have been violated in any number of circumstances by having those machines around. There's a false sense of security that comes from them. Look at the airports. I mean, how ridiculous is all of that stuff? Oy. All right, what else, Kenny?
Let's see. Bob says, there's nothing to see here. It's all just media hype. Move along.
Keep going. Yep, right. You can keep going too, Kenny.
One more. Brett says, the terrorists don't even have to attack us anymore. They'll just bankrupt us with all the security costs we're incurring.
No, see, we are our own worst enemies, and we will destroy ourselves from within. If there is destruction, it'll be us. And the news media and the fear-mongering that goes on is a perfect example of it. Look at all the people who are worried, worked up. Okay, is there a credible threat? I don't think there is. Is there some kind of a threat? Yep. And as Jennifer and Kenny both said, if we don't do anything about it, then we'll be criticized, or they supposedly our leaders will be criticized for it. And so you got to do something. Okay, I'll give you that one. What else are people concerned about, Kenny?
Let's see, some comments about ISIS.
Yeah.
Let's see. Art says we don't need a summit. We need a few dozen generals and somebody with a backbone and a map.
Isn't that true?
I don't even know that we need a map. Just go send the SEALs in. And where's Chris Kyle when you need him, right? Okay, what else?
Let's see. Benny says the only Muslims who think ISIS represents Islam are ISIS themselves.
That's a very interesting thought, isn't it? Huh? That's a very interesting thought. Okay, what else?
Mary says, and this is about the there were some schoolgirls in London who were trying to leave the country and join ISIS.
Right.
She says
Denver
that,
did.
Mary says that Britain is a free country, and the departure of the London schoolgirls, presumably for Syria, is not a cause for national breastfeeding, but a family matter, and really none of our business.
I think that's an intelligent way to look at that. All right, one of the other issues of the day today has to do with the pipeline. I have asked Kenny to post both at DougStephan.com and at our Facebook page, Facebook.com/good day, a map of all of the oil pipelines that are used to transport oil crisscrossing our country. Mm-hmm. There are over 80 of them. I bring this to your attention because the suggestion that we build a pipeline to haul the Canadian oil down to the Gulf of Mexico, it seems, for those who don't know what the facts are, and that's most everybody, that this is, oh my God, this is a unique circumstance. It isn't unique at all. There are over 80 pipelines, and this map shows you where the pipelines are. So in terms of having the pipeline, and I'm not necessarily suggesting this is the reason for having the pipeline, but I think one of the main reasons for having the pipeline is the safety of the public and the environment, because the locomotives use a lot of fuel to haul all that oil down from the oil fields in Wyoming and the Dakotas. And there also is the danger, as is demonstrated by what happened in West Virginia, that the cars come off the track and they crack up and they explode and yada, yada. So Jay would like to have a conversation with us about why not to have the pipeline. Jay, please go ahead. You're on Good Day. Welcome.
Sure. Well, there's a couple of major arguments out there. The first of which is being that we shouldn't be building new infrastructure that that is just going to be helping, you know, make it more efficient to burn fossil fuel. And, you're saying, how does this affect us? Well, you know, they're already saying that the extreme climate events and everything are all a result of this. The snowfall that we've been having, the monster snowfall, this thing, there's a lot more moisture in the air, and that's coming down now, during this winter. So
are you saying that the reason we have a lot of snow and cold is because of global warming?
No, they're saying that the reason why we're having so much extra snowfall this year is because there was a lot more moisture in the air because the polar ice caps are melting and there's a lot of ice melt.
That's related to global warming, isn't it? Supposedly.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's the exact of it, and the planet is getting hotter. That's not in dispute.
No, it isn't in dispute. But why is it getting hotter? Is in dispute.
Right.
Okay.
Many people say it's a cycle.
There's a cycle. The planet's been going through a cycle for billions of years. Anyway, go ahead, please.
So the other argument against pipeline, it's more about the marketplace. It's more about the fact that the trains that are delivering all this oil now, and that inefficiency actually represents a lot of jobs. And that as much as they're saying, and also oil comes by truck and also by ship, they're saying that, to streamline this over the long term will reduce the number of jobs involved and it'll just make it easier. This one pipeline they want to build is a lot wider, a lot thicker, and will be carrying, a lot more volume of oil than any of the others. So, the real basic question is, if we could get to, energy independence through renewables, why don't we start now? There's an MIT study that says we can do it in 20 years. As soon as we decide that we want to start the clock ticking, the sooner the better for our kids. Right.
You have an excellent argument. You've done a lot of thinking about this, and you're very smart, and there's not much to disagree with there. I would only point out to you that the reality of what you're suggesting surfaced in 1981 when Ronald Reagan wanted to do the same thing that you're suggesting and others have suggested. We go to renewables, we go the way of solar power, wind power, those sort of things that have become more in vogue. He was already to do that when he got talked out of it by his pals Rumsfeld and Cheney, who had the connection to the Saudi oil and to the Iraqi oil and all the other things, because they were making their own bed for themselves with the oil companies and Halliburton and that group at that time. So, and even before that, there are others, as much of a scoundrel as LBJ was, there were proposals then, not well thought out, but they were still things that were kind of doable, that might have been helpful in this arena. So the progress has, the whatever associated conversations there have been over the last 60, 70 years toward this, 60 years, have all been well-founded and sound thinking, as yours is, but the practical reality is that you and I are not in charge. And that's what the problem is. The problem is that the oil companies are so corrupt, and they have so corrupted the system that they continue to rule the day. So you have the right idea, and I think you ought to continue to pursue your thoughts, your ideas, and your passions, but maybe add a leg to it, and that's work at having people not only understand how corrupt the system is, but what you can do to change it. Is that fair?
It's great, and I think the Keystone is a great, moment here in time where we need to consider some of this stuff. So, great point.
Very good consideration, very good conversation. Thank you for adding to it. It's nice to have listeners like that who think things through, even though maybe his ideas are not as practical as we'd like them to be. It's nice to dream. 18 after, this is a good day.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Public. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
John Bon Jovi sponsoring a community restaurant in the Jersey Shore community still struggling to recover from Sandy. Through his John Bon Jovi Soul Foundation, he's providing backing to Spoonful of Hope. It's a church project that began serving meals at a firehouse in Union Beach, New Jersey, near his home. How far is he from Bruce Springsteen? Do they grow up as neighbors?
What about neighbors? They're not too far.
No.
Same basic area. I mean, yeah. Within, you know, an hour.
Well, I mean, the reason I ask the question is that it sort of begs the question about the similarity in the focus of their music. Bon Jovi.
Don't go there.
Why?
Bon Jovi fans, Bruce Springsteen fans think that Bon Jovi is a wannabe Bruce Springsteen, kind of like the blue collar Jersey rock.
Yeah, right. That's the conclusion I drew.
Yeah. And you're right, but they people don't want it. And I have Bon Jovi friends.
Which side? Bon Jovi side or Bruce Springsteen side?
In Maryland, where I grew up, everybody from New Jersey moves to Maryland eventually after college. And so I have a lot of Jersey friends. They do. They all go to the University of Maryland. And the Bon Jovi friends, the Springsteen's okay. The Springsteen fans, Bon Jovi's terrible. Hate him.
Yeah.
So there's just like this yin and yang between them.
All right, next up, musically speaking, in the news department, Taylor Swift is donating $50,000 to New York City's public schools. Did I tell you she walked in front of me, Jennifer, the other day?
No, that's so exciting.
Why is it exciting? She was all by herself. She had just come out of, I'm trying to remember which street I was on. It was Wilshire Boulevard, and she had just come out of a drugstore. And she was very, you wouldn't have known it was her. If I didn't know it was her, I wouldn't have known it was her. No.
She's really tall and skinny.
Very tall and very thin.
How did you know it was her then?
Because I could tell by looking at her face. I've seen enough of pictures of her to have gotten who she is. And she apparently is good at just being alone or being on her own. Kind of, she doesn't like to have an entourage with her.
You know, she goes, where was that picture that was taken of her with that teenager in the park when she was jogging by?
Yeah.
And the girl said, oh my God, and they took a selfie and she posted it. And she was out jogging by herself, you know.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the City Tourism Bureau in New York has tapped Swift as Global Welcome Ambassador, even though she has moved out of... She's sort of into and out of New York? She did. Where did she grow up? Where did Taylor Swift grow up?
She's from the South. No, she moved to Nashville at like 15 to try and get her songs picked up. But she was from somewhere down in that area. I can't remember.
Yeah, she's from the Southern girl. Yeah.
Anyway, she said she was going to donate proceeds from this song, Welcome to New York, to the city school department. And that's why she gave him $50,000. A publicist says she'll continue to donate any proceeds she gets from the song, Welcome to New York. So it's, I mean, how do you find fault with something like that?
I know.
That's very good.
She's from Reading, Pennsylvania, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Okay, let's go back in musical time to 1995. During this week in 95, Madonna was number one with this song. Number one for 7 weeks, as a matter of fact. Take a bow. The night is over. This masquerade is getting older. Lights are low. The curtains are down. There's no one here.
This was Madonna's last good song, wasn't it?
Really? You think it is?
One of them.
This is a sad song. Anyways. But what did it speak to that it stayed at number one for 7 weeks in a row?
The video was about bullfighting. Do you remember?
Was it really?
Yeah. I didn't remember that.
What's that got to do with...
Don't know.
Well, I haven't seen any of the videos anyway. All right, so there is a couple of musical milestone moments for you here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
33 past the hour. Judge Steffens, good day. The whole
family
was here. Aren't we, Dudley?
What are you talking about? What are you doing?
I said it's 33 past the hour on Doug Steffens, good day. That would be you.
I'm telling you what time it is.
Really?
You sure have it is. You remember
Place. All right. If you've been like McFadden and not been here, I want to point out to you before we get to the good news for this Tuesday. Actually, this is good news because it helps people understand what really is going on versus what you think is going on or what you hear through certain corners, news media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer and Kenny and I earlier were talking about where all the pipelines are. Rich, did you know there are 80-some pipelines crisscrossing this country carrying oil at the moment?
I didn't know the number. I figured there was a good number of them, but I didn't know it was 80.
That's spider web.
Yeah, look at the we posted.
I might have figured it was more, actually.
Yeah. We posted at DougSteffen.com and also Facebook.com/good day the graph, which basically shows a map of where all the oil pipelines are in the country. So you just know when you hear that this Keystone pipeline is going to be the end of all because it's horrible, yada, 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 like you think there's no other pipeline in the country. Look at all of them crisscrossing the country. That's basically all it is information. Do with it what you will. Hopefully it's helpful. Next, good news. Your chances of facing an IRS audit dropped to the lowest level in 14 years.
Yep.
Thank God.
And because?
That's because they don't have enough money, supposedly, to operate efficiently. The audit rate, which is the percentage of individual tax returns that they examine, fell to 0.86% last year. That's less than 1%, lowest rate since early, a little after what happened on September 11th. They rose steadily for the past 10 years or so, and now they have fallen off. The IRS has audited about 1 million people in the last year, down more than 162,000 from the year before and 339,000 from the year before that.
But here's the catch.
What's the catch, Richard?
they're threatening now that you may not get your refund check as quickly as you.
No, they're not threatening. You aren't going to get it.
Right. You aren't. It's like
no, you are not going to get your refund. Now, if you get electronic refund, it might work to your advantage, although I've been told I always have filed electronically and didn't know.
You have to now.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's other ways.
It's required.
No. So if you can't do it, then what do? You just don't bother.
You have to either do it online or your person, like you sign the papers that you're the person that prepares your taxes and they file electronically for you.
That's wonderful. A free country, except do it our way.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's an option. I think that's just how it is now.
I wouldn't even know because I've been filing electronically for a dozen years, 10 years, I guess.
Yeah.
You're such a hero, Richie.
Well, I just,
how in the world, though, does the IRS not have money? Kids, let's answer this question. I mean, really, how in the world does the IRS, which
sequester,
every bit of our tax money, not have money to operate? This is so ridiculous. The government is such a joke.
Yep.
Hi.
You know what
there
they should do? You know, Congress tied together the that bill with the immigration and the funding for the Department of Homeland Security. They should have tied together funding for the IRS.
Right.
Then it would have flown through.
Yeah.
Right, speaking of money, woman from North Carolina presented with one of the three checks from Powerball.
Yeah.
Marie Holmes is her name.
H-O-L-M-E-S,
26 years old, single mother of four children. Single mother of four
children.
How old? 26.
26.
Single mother of four children, 9 months to 7 years old. $564 million altogether, with a cash value of $381 million divided by three.
She got 127.
A lot of money. Well, she does before taxes. After tax, a little bit less.
Whatever.
30%. But
whatever.
Anyway,
it's a lot of cash.
A lot of money.
Let's
good for her. Congratulations, and good luck trying to keep all the wolves away from your door. Every guy in the world is going to find out.
I know.
Your husband, take care of the kids. Yeah.
You thought you had baggage with four kids? Just wait till that lotto money kicks in.
All right, some more good news here. Target is cutting the free shipping minimum in half, $25 now, online purchases.
That's good.
Is that a big deal or not?
Well, it used to be $50, which I think is way too much money. You know, it says spend $50, get free shipping. $25, very doable.
Walmart does it for $25. Amazon does it for
Target. Everybody has to compete with Amazon.
Yeah. I was in Target on a Sunday buying a sort of a mattress. Charlotte has these two beds. And
you bought a mattress for yourself at Target?
No, I didn't. Can I finish the rest of the story?
A dog mattress.
It's one of those, it's a pad that gets used normally for one's bed.
You need a pad for your mattress?
So you bought a mattress pad.
I did, Richie.
For the dog.
Okay.
I got it. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay.
She's sleep deprived.
Notice how Kenny's not taking shots at me. Anyway, the pad is something I cut up and I put in these beds that Charlotte has because, you know, she's incontinent a little bit. And so once in a while, a little pee gets on and I wash them and then I throw them away and then I put new ones in. Anyway, the reason that I'm telling you this story has nothing really to do with Charlotte.
It
was when I went to this huge, huge Target store, which is on Jefferson and Sepulveda near the airport. I've never been in a Target store. I've been in that many Target stores anyway, but this is a huge store. Huge! And people in line, food, clothing, home goods, soft goods, hard goods, you name it.
Keep telling me this is like porn. They have everything at Target.
They do. They do have everything.
I would spend 3 hours walking every aisle at Target because I can't. Yeah. I don't want to miss anything.
All right. Census results. Ready? Latest census results are out. Category, partnership, marriage, and what goes on at home. Ready?
Sure.
The average number of partners a woman has during her lifetime, according to the census. What do you think the number is? Take a guess.
Obviously, you're the first.
Why would they ask that question?
Because you've never had a census? Nobody's ever come to your house and asked you a whole bunch of questions?
If they ask me how many partners I've had, I'd tell them to beat it.
Hello.
None of your business.
Yeah, well, the basic American population is not that smart.
There's a good joke in there, but I'm going to walk away from
it. All right. The average number of partners, according to the census, you remember when
that's
I threw them off.
Partners.
There's two conversations, boys and girls, going on here.
Mine was funnier than mine.
Yeah. No doubt. Anyway, well, I told you the story, Rich. Remember when they came to my house in 1990, I think it was, because I hadn't filled out the form, and so they came, you have to give us this information. I said, yeah, okay, what do you want? Your name. Here's my name. What's the address here? I gave it to him. How old are you? I told him. There was one other, are you married or single? And I said, I don't see that's any of your business. And then it went downhill from there. Well, I need to ask you all these questions. He had a whole pad, two or three pages of stuff he's going to ask me. And I said, I'm not going to answer those questions because it's none of the government's business. Well, the government needs to know. I looked at the guy and said, no, the government doesn't need to know. I'm all done answering your questions.
I've told you my name, who I am,
that's
what
all.
I am.
And here's where
goodbye.
I live. Adios.
I do my family tree thing on the family tree website, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's cool to look at the census papers from like back in the 20s and
30s. Yeah, you see the name.
Well, but there are all of these questions that they will ask, and some people do answer them. So anyway, back to the question, how many partners does an average woman have during her lifetime, according to the census data?
The very real number, or the number that they tell people when they're on dates?
Partners.
Like a sexual partner?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Husbands, wives.
Husbands, wives.
And legal.
Live in. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Average, partners. I'm going to say 7.
Nope, too high.
Taking really? Three.
Richie.
3.
4. Now, how many men, how many does the average man have?
32.
15.
7.
Oh, look at me picking the man number. All right.
All right. Percentage of people who have had a one-night stand that turned into a stable relationship.
This is not on a census.
This is so lie. This is such a lie.
You're making
source of this is the U.S. Census Bureau, the Pew Research Center.
Load.
All right, well,
that's the
number of people
census.
With a one-night stand. If
next.
I think this depends on average.
How many people have had a one-night
stand? This is out of
Cosmopolitan.
I'm
going to
say 30%.
That's close, 27. The percentage of adults in the U.S. who are single. This is census.
I would say 43.
44. Very good, Jennifer.
Gosh, I'm so good.
Wow.
Percentage of women who claim to use their persuasive techniques.
You should work on the peer, Jennifer.
To help around the house.
Guessing people's weight.
You want me to do this again?
Since yeah, please.
Four
I
conversations
yeah,
going on. The percentage of women who claim to have used their persuasive techniques to get men to do things around the house.
This is not part
98.
Of the I'm going to say 100.
84.
Yeah,
percentage
you're
people,
reading Cosmo.
Would you stop?
You're reading Cosmo.
No, I'm
don't
not.
Tell me this is a census.
Percentage of people in the U.S. who believe there's just one person in the universe who's the right one for them.
That's what a census.
40%.
No, too high.
39.
Can't even take anything. No.
33.
No.
25.
Did they also ask what's your favorite color?
Next question.
Purple.
Percentage of unmarried people in the U.S. who believe love is a very important reason for getting married.
Oh. 78.
More.
94.
83. 83% of unmarried people think
Omaha,
love is important.
I feel like we're playing football.
Hi. Next. Only two more. Percentage of married people in the U.S. who believe love is very important as a reason for being married or getting married.
You just asked that.
No, it's the percentage of unmarried people in the U.S. who believe love.
Oh, married.
This is married people.
I'd say about the same. 80. No.
Higher.
I'd say 85%.
No, 93. All right, how many weddings will there be in America this year?
How many weddings
wedding.
This year?
Mm.
Oh, gosh, millions. I don't know.
5 million.
2.5 million.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my conjections out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
This is a multi-view special report brought to you by the National Association of Manufacturers. An updated study from the NAM found that the more stringent ozone standard proposed by the Obama administration would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history, reducing GDP by $140 billion per year and carrying a compliance price tag of $1.1 trillion. Jay Timmons, President and CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers.
American manufacturers have been working tirelessly to get the U.S. economy moving again, and they're in the midst of a resurgence that's fueling job growth and economic recovery across our nation. And this new EPA standard puts all of that momentum in jeopardy. This updated data just confirms our worst fear.
The NAM study finds that the revised ozone standard would result in 1.4 million fewer job equivalents per year on average and increased natural gas and electricity costs for households and manufacturers across the country.
This proposed ozone standard is punishing our manufacturing sector, which is the backbone of this nation, and it's a tremendous threat to jobs and our economy at large.
For more, visit NAM.org.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
57 channels.
From the Geico Newsroom, I'm Jennifer Horn.
Right. There's the story of startup Skipper developing a product that could detect commercials on any cable or satellite program.
This was Jennifer's TV report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but she didn't have the story. So what's this? What is this? This is.
Don't ask me what the story is. You got it, buddy.
No, I'm not. So this is becoming more and more prevalent, though, isn't it? These ways for people to skip commercials, and this is Skipr. Anybody ever heard of this outfit before? This mm-mm. product?
No.
Comparable.
It's Gilligan's Island.
Oh, jeez.
Skipper!
Okay. Sorry, I went down this road.
No, another news.
Yeah.
Back to me in the
Wesley
studio.
Snipes has a new TV show.
Wesley Snipes heading to the small screen. Yeah, the Blade actor. He's joined the NBC pilot Endgame.
Yeah.
That's right. He is actually out of jail. You're right, after paying his taxes. This is set in Vegas. It's going to star Strikeback's Philip Winchester as a former sniper-turned-security expert who's drawn into a mysterious conspiracy that forces him to complete a series of challenges in order to save innocent lives. Wesley Snipes will play the pit boss for the game. It's kind of good. It's his first series regular role on television since he was in Miami Vice and the Bernie Mac show a decade ago. Other casting news, Calista Flockhart. Remember her? Ally McBeal.
Married.
Now she's the most recent actress to join CBS's drama Supergirl. She's going to play Cat Grant, a former journalist turned self-made media magnate and the founder of her own global powerhouse company called Catco.
Why do we
now
care?
Also,
I care that she's in the show. I'm not saying I don't care. But all the other details, nobody's going to remember.
Well, the Supergirl, you want to know
who's
going to play.
No, what I want to know is the Oscars and the ratings and how poor Neil Patrick Harris did.
Least watch Oscars in 6 years, Dougie.
Really?
Yep. According to early estimates by Nielsen, 36.6 million viewers tuned in to see Neil Patrick Harris host the award show. That was 16% decrease from last year's broadcast with Ellen DeGeneres. I didn't think it was so bad. I actually liked Neil Patrick Harris.
My daughter was watching it last night because she wanted to watch the Oscars, and I was re-watching it with her. And he was actually very good, but he was still very
funny.
He was still very stiff.
Yeah, he was kind of stiff a little bit.
Yeah,
but he's very good.
He's very good.
He has good composure.
Yes.
I think that's what I like about him. He seems secure. Anyway, that's the story. Jennifer, good job. Thanks. 51 after on Good Day.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Ow! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Now 53 after the hour. Here is what you need to know about keeping your home in tip-top condition, courtesy of one of the real geniuses. If you don't think this guy has a lot in his head, just look at his picture and see how big his head is.
He does have a big head.
He has a big
head. For that massive brain of his.
Full of brains. Ask him a question. They'll give you a snappy answer on the air. Listen, look for, learn from the Money Pit Radio program and Tom, who will have answers to some of your questions in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Program. He is available everywhere on the internet, at the end of the phone, be on Fox Business tonight. What will you discuss? What will you be, the usual stuff, or you got some angle?
Yeah, no, on the Willis Report at 5 o'clock on Fox Business, we're going to talk about the five most overlooked home-related tax deductions.
Really? What would they be? Come on, season. Tell us now so we don't have to watch.
Bill, I know I can't break
Come on. Will you please? One. Give us one.
All right, all right, so why don't we talk about energy-efficient home improvements? This is kind of a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
Homeowners who upgrade their property with new heating system, cooling systems, windows, doors, insulation, you know, other ways that you can save energy in the house with these products are very often eligible for tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can really add up because a tax credit can be pretty valuable when it comes time to filing your taxes.
Not only that, but in Maryland here, they had a tax-free weekend for energy-saving appliances.
Oh, really?
So you went out and you bought, a friend of mine bought a new oven, a new refrigerator, a new dishwasher, and a new microwave all on that weekend and paid zero taxes on all of them.
Wow. Oh. Yep, good. Okay, so that's the tip if you want to watch and get more out of Tom's info. 5 o'clock Fox Business this afternoon. And he'll have makeup on, so you may not recognize him. he'll be identified as Tom Kreitler. Anyway, Jennifer wants to know about her disappearing attic stairway that is sagging. The air is coming into the house from the attic, sort of across back and forth. What can she do to fix this problem?
You know, there's not too much that's energy efficient about attic stairs because even if they fit properly, if they're not sagging and sort of hanging partially open, the bottom of that door, of that attic door, is only a quarter to 3/8 of an inch thick plywood, which has, you know, no insulating value whatsoever.
Yeah. So keeps the breeze from blowing in, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. So what I did in my home is I actually took out that very same type of stair that I had and I put in something called a rainbow stair, which was a steel-framed telescoping stair that basically sort of unwound when you pull the door down. It sort of unwinds like a telescope. Yeah. And because it was a steel frame instead of a wood frame, it didn't twist. And that was important because sometimes the ceilings aren't flat. And by putting the steel frame in, I was able to get it just right. And when this thing closes, Doug, it's kind of like slamming the door on a refrigerator. It's got that type of an airtight seal on it. So if you don't want to replace your attic stair, though, what you can do is you can get an attic stair insulator, which is sort of a cover that drops over the stair. The only problem with that is you've got to put it on and take it off every time you open and close the stair.
Remember when you were in my house, I showed you that circular stairway that went that I put in when I did the addition to the house. Remember that? It was I did it because it reminded me of a firehouse,
right? A spiral stair. Yeah,
yeah. It's kind of a fun thing to go up and down. The only time I was scared, I slipped on it once and fell down because it's very steep. And Charlotte actually walked up it once and scared the living
out
of me. Those things are kind of dangerous, but they're cool to look at.
They absolutely
are. They're functional because they don't take up anywhere near as much room.
Yeah, as long as it's not your main way to get up and down.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just one of the fun option.
Check out the Fox Business Report tonight for Tom at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Tom Kreitler, always my pleasure to have you here. You're a good friend of the program.
Thank you.
59 after on Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.